flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks.
We are blessed, Newell, that they just started serving the gumbo here at the host committee booth at the Montreal Convention Center, and they're having a contest. They're asking people if they want their potato salad in their gumbo or they want rice with their potato salad. Yep. And so far, 9 people have picked the potato salad and 9 people have picked the rice. I brought you one.
You and I got one of each.
Yes, I brought you a cup of each, so you can taste it and you can make your decision on which you think is better. Is it the potato salad or the rice? And we can hear Newell fine. He's just having trouble hearing himself, so Coleman's fixing that right now. There we go.
And the crowd is growing as soon as I brought the gumbo.
Drew Brees sent his agent over here to ask when the gumbo was going to be ready.
I tell you, Drew's smart.
So we expect Drew to come back to get some gumbo anytime now.
Dave, we have Craig Mucklow, the lead odds maker at the Caesars Sportsbook,
wow,
joining us. I've always wanted to know the science a little bit behind this. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
So, Craig, if you would, I've always been very curious as to how and why you guys get real close to hitting it on the mark almost every time.
I wish that was the case. This NFL season, the customers taught us a few lessons, that's for sure. A record number of favorites winning, so it was a great year for customers. So
we should know. This was the first year in a long, long time, though, that the bettors actually did better than did the odds makers, right?
They put me in my place.
It's rare, but it happened.
You were humbled, huh?
Exceptionally, yeah. We'll try and survive next season, but it was a lot of screaming at the TVs when the 15th favorite of the day goes in. But hey, look, that's why people have a bet on sports. It's the fun and the game, and sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but it's all about being responsible. So congratulations to the customers. I'm very humbled.
Yeah, but to Newell's question, how do you, because most times you guys are very successful in setting the odds, picking the lines, and determining what is most likely to happen. It's not you have some magic beans or you have
or
some,
do you?
Or maybe they do.
Maybe.
How do you go through that entire process of picking all of the lines on all of the games, plus all the prop bets and everything else?
So we have a pretty large team. There's about 170 traders based in Las Vegas. And we'll all have different stats, different ways of coming to numbers. 5 or 6 of us will discuss, you know, opening lines, where we'll be. We'll have differences of opinions, and then we'll accept that I'm correct, and we'll go with my number, and then the customers win.
Yeah, so
it's tough.
And it's changed a lot over the last 10, 15 years, right? I mean, there's so different ways to place a bet. I was broadcasting live from Caesars here in New Orleans not too long ago, and we were right by the sports book. But what do you call those little
the kiosk?
The kiosk. Thank you. Jeez,
it's been a long week.
Yes, we were right by the kiosk, and a friend of mine was there, And he was like there for like 10 minutes. And I said, how many games did you bet on? He goes, oh, just one. I said, well, how many bets could you possibly do? He goes, Newell, it's like, and he showed me the sheet that was printed out. It was like insanely long. So how many, theoretically, how many bets could you place are
available? It's over 3,000, over 3,000 options on before the game starts on this Super Bowl alone. And then as the game starts, you can bet each drive. What will it be, a run? Will it be a pass, the next play? How will the drive end? A touchdown, a safety, a turnover on downs? So it's ever-changing. I mean, 25 years ago, I was the first trader to trade a game in play live throughout the game, and it's everything what was in your head, and there were no algorithms at the time. And you know, now it's a lot of algorithm-driven things, and it's, you know, it's a great product for the customers now. It's changed the industry.
You know, I think we understand a little bit how when you're setting lines on games, you're looking at past history. You're looking at player performance against the team in that venue, in that city, in those situations. You're looking at injury reports. You're looking at, that all makes sense, that you can compile all this data that could influence who's going to win or lose a game or how many yards someone's going to run or throw or catch or whatever. But when you're setting these crazy prop bets for the Super Bowl, like how many times will they show Taylor Swift on television, or what colors will somebody be wearing, or you know, all these crazy prop bets, that's got to be a completely different process for you and your team than what you normally do.
It's called complete guesswork, and then you
appreciate your honesty.
You have a series of flipping coins over there.
Well, I actually used that as a case study in my dissertation at university, was flipping coins and betting, doubling up on how long you could expect a losing streak on coins.
Your dissertation?
I've kind of done the coin toss down to a T. But you put a number up and then your customers all wage. Usually the first bet will tell you to move the number straight away. And then if somebody keeps betting, you know, different bets for the same selection, you're lowering that number and pushing the others out to try and balance business. But you rely on your customers to tell you where you're right and where you're wrong on that one. And in popularity markets, that's always the case. Like, the customers will decide the market. We'll put a number up and we don't know.
Craig, is there an intuitive nature to this, where your intuition about, you know, all this data that you have swimming in your head, you know, where you just intuitively say this is where this thing is going to head?
Some guys on my team have that absolute different set of eyes where they can see something. They go, do you know that this is not the right number, or this should be a 7, not 9.5, and all sorts of things like that. And then others just rely purely on the data. So there's a mixture, and that usually helps, because you know, you've got the data guys that just look at the numbers, look at the weather, for example, as well. That can affect it. It's not going to affect the Caesar Superdome this weekend, but that has an impact as well. But and then you look at the weather and it goes, okay, well, that impacts the rushing yards as opposed to the passing yards. You lower the passing, you up the rushing. It's different skill sets. But we're all fans of the game. That's the most important. And we watch hours and hours and hours of games, every sport there is.
Well, Craig, we joked that this was the first time in a long time that the bettors did better than the sports books. But you, obviously, to have made it to the lead odds maker for Caesars Sportsbook, must have many, many years of really good success in doing this. And I guess to Newell's question before, is it just something in your gut, or you just have this amazing ability to retain information, to research, to put together statistics and facts and numbers and figures and determine all this information? Because you wouldn't be where you are if you weren't really good at it.
My laptop with all my data is my most prized possession. Don't tell my wife that.
She probably
tons
knows.
Of information. Yeah.
She knows where the money's
made. Also as well. Exactly. She knows where it's spent as well. You're learning off other people as well. So, you know, a set of customers might have a certain angle on a game, and we'll learn that angle and then we'll go get the data. Or, you know, I could just be talking to somebody in the industry and they see the game a different way. A friend of mine many, many years ago used to tell me about, well, teams coming home off multiple road trips, you know, do really bad because they've got to do the housework and everything, they're back to their family. So yeah. I took that and I went through every single team that ever travels, and now I have all that data as well, so I know if a team gets on 2 airplanes, 3 airplanes, 4 cities, and what their impact is for their first home game or their last road game. There's too many.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are some of the craziest data points that you have used throughout your career when setting a line, when determining something that maybe no one else would have thought of to look at, but that you say, I know this will determine the outcome of this game?
About 6 years ago, the San Jose Sharks, the NHL team, every time they came their first game back after more than 3 games on the road, every game ended 5-3 that year.
Correct. Every score. Game, 5-3.
So we lowered every game, but landed 5-3. So that's the puck line, the money lines, the win, the overs cashed. So like we would lower the numbers based on that data. And it's a trend, but it's also, you're looking historically as well. So every game, I think it was 8 times, it went 5-3 every time. And yeah, there's all kinds of things like that. Yeah.
So there was a lot of chatter about how much would be bet on this game. Here we are. What's today?
Thursday. I'm going to put a sign in front of you what day it is.
I don't know. You're probably experiencing the same thing, Greg. What day is today? Are we about where you guys thought you would be as to the amount of bets that have been made on the Thursday before Super Bowl?
Yeah, we expect 60% of the handle to actually come on game day. So whenever we tell people to go visit the Caesars property, you know, get there early. If you can place your bets on Thursday or Friday or Saturday, do it then, because there will be queues. There are great staff at the book to help you as well if you're a newbie to sports betting. But yeah, the big run of money comes on Sunday. But, you know, we've seen 5 or 6 six-figure bets this week, all for the Eagles. One was on the under 49.5. And we're, I've literally approved about an hour ago of 300,000 on the Chiefs. So the money's starting to roll in there. But yeah, Sunday's the big day.
Has the line moved at all, or is it still 1.5 Chiefs?
No, it's 1 now. So literally when I left Las Vegas to get to wonderful New Orleans, We were 1.5. I landed and I got a test like, okay, we've took 4 or 5 respective sets, so we moved it to 1, which doesn't help handle because it's the proximity of the spread and the money line doesn't help. Normally, you'd right. like a 3 or a 4 point spread. But, you know, look, it's balanced action right now. So we're Eagles fans because of the futures. But, yeah, the money, it'll be a different conversation tomorrow. You know, I'll get back to my hotel, I'll log
49?
In.
On.
Look, yes, we moved from 49.5 down to 49.
So your prediction is that the Chiefs win 25-24.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. And you
That'd
can
be a
actually
great
bet
game.
That on Caesar's
app. If that happens.
So the real question here, Craig, is are you emotionally attached to any of these teams?
I'm emotionally attached to whoever gets us a win, and usually being a Miami Dolphins.
Financially attached.
Short-term. Yeah. Short-term attachment, right?
I'm fortunate because being a Miami Dolphins fan, I can actually cheer my team on every week because we usually need them. Nobody bets them. So I always need the upset. But yeah, it's the fandom's gone. It's, you know, you're looking at hundreds of thousands of games, different markets. I mean, right now, our biggest, my biggest concern is the same game parlay that customers are betting. And it's Kelsey to score anytime, Xavier Werber to score anytime, AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, which pays 60-1. And we've got like 9,000 customers that bet that.
I've got to ask you, because of the accent, we got to ask, where are you from?
Birmingham, England.
Yeah.
And where is home now?
Yeah. Home is Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. That's where all the action is.
Of course, yeah. That's
They have a morning line on whether the sun's coming up the next day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm in New Orleans this week till Friday, and I'm still adjusting to the humidity, but tremendous city. What a great, everybody's so nice.
Yeah, we've been down here on Media Row, Craig, all week, and it's just been a blast. It really has been a lot of fun. Everybody's happy, a lot of excitement. You just feel it, you know, and I guess a lot of fans, you have a lot of experience with Super Bowls. I guess a lot of fans start moving in today, right?
Yeah, it's because of the 4-day hotel stay. So, like, people get in now and get out on the Monday. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great experience. It's my last chance to eat some proper local food tonight because the restaurants are all before.
So, Craig, I assume you've got to see the rehabilitated Harrah's now into Caesars property. Your thoughts?
I saw it before a few years ago, and I saw it the first time on Wednesday when I landed, and whoever redesigned it deserves a pay raise. They did a tremendous job.
I
mean, the food options there, it's really, really nice, and it's not crushed in like a wallet at the Vegas casinos. It's very spacious, and I mean, I'm stuck for choice on the food options, and I like my food.
What's the over-under on your gaining 5 to 10 pounds from eating all of the great food here in New Orleans while you're here?
Oh, the over's already cashed. I mean, I've done the shrimp pasta combo with rice. Yeah, that's cashed.
Oh, man, what a great interview. And the line is moving, folks. It's down to 1 point. If it keeps moving, hell, we may have a pick-em before kickoff Sunday in the Superdome.
You think that's possible?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it would either take a significant injury or a 7-figure bet to move us right now. But, right. You know, things happen in practice. So, you know, we'll keep on top of it. But it would take a really big bet to get to pick.
Who's that mattress guy in Houston that puts these...
My nemesis.
Your nemesis?
Yeah, he puts the Well,
we have an Astros jersey on our wall in our trading office when he won $30 million off us when the Astros won the World Series. And he had he was very kind to sign us a jersey. That's all we got out of his $30 million profit.
That's
it's
not
on
a good
the
ROI
reminder.
There, man.
No. Yeah, exactly. And it reminds us every day, get your numbers right.
Yeah. Well, Craig, enjoy your visit here in New Orleans. We're glad you're here with us for the Super Bowl and for all the fun and festivities. If you need to push that over a little more on the weight gain, come on down and see us. We're at the host committee booth, and they got gumbo. They're serving up for free to everyone who stops by here. And you get to choose if you want it over potato salad or rice. Which way would you go?
Oh, it has to be rice.
Yeah. All right. Well, right now, oddly, and it may be because it's crab boil potato salad, yeah. they took the potatoes out of the crawfish pot right. and made potato salad out of it, and they're putting the gumbo over it. But right now, of the people who have chosen, 39 have gotten it over potato salad, and 24 have gotten it over rice so far.
Had we been thinking, we could have got Craig to put a line on this thing.
Yeah, we should have thought of that.
I have to try both first, so I'll be down in 5 minutes and try them.
Well, I put come on down and we'll give you, because I put two bowls in front of Newell. When we come back, folks, we're going to ask Newell. He's tried them both, which one he preferred. I'm going to eat them during the break as well. Craig, enjoy your time here in the Crescent City. Come see us down here at the host committee booth if you get time. We'd love to meet you in person.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great
week. Thank you.
And good luck.
And you have a great day.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out which gumbo. Newell just, he turned away. He's like, I'm done with my interview. I need another more gumbo. He's shoving gumbo in his face. So we're going to find out which Newell preferred after this, and we'll continue the conversation as we're having fun here on Radio Row for the record-tying 11th New Orleans Super Bowl here at the host committee booth in the Morial Convention Center.